or should I say ho ho ho?
Because you a ho ho ho?
That's right. My name is Katie.
My name is Ashley.
And I'm Moth.
We are Kinks and Cocktails, a podcast where we explore different kink every episode. We have a cocktail pairing. Is something funny already?
She's trying to judge the distance that's appropriate to her mic.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure it's my penis length away.
There you go.
If you need to, I pushed mine back so I could still lean forward There you go.
Well, you guys, on that note, you guys are not going to like what I have to say. So we have not been using our mixer correctly.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? I blame Danny. He's our sound guy.
God damn it, Danny.
Danny, you're fired.
So no, actually, we might still need you. Yeah, you're not fired.
Take that back.
Don't listen to your wife.
Yeah. So if you've been listening this whole time and made it to episode 8 on horrible audio quality, holy shit, thank you for sticking with us. And it should be better from here on out. We're learning.
It took you doing it yourself.
Right?
To figure out the correct way to do it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Beyond that, I do want to start with a little quote I found on a website, 7daysvt.com. I don't remember what it was. But here's the quote. Dear Chris Tingle, so much about Santa is ripe with innuendo. He's got a sack full of goodies. He comes down your chimney at night. He knows if you've been naughty. You sit on his lap and tell him what you want, for goodness sake. He's also a father figure, a man in uniform, and the ultimate sugar daddy. It's no wonder he gets her U-log fired up. End quote.
10 out of 10.
Thought that was cute. Let's see. Before we move on to see how everyone is, we have a quick little announcement.
We do.
Surprise. No, we talked about this. So we are going to try to start doing listener episodes.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're thinking something along the lines of like your weird, quirky kink, like confessions. Say that 10 times fast.
I want to know all your weird shit.
Yeah. Don't give us the normal stuff. We want the weird, super niche. Yeah.
We get bored easily.
You think Homeboy ever told me about his balloons?
I mean, we think we've seen it all, so prove us wrong.
Please?
So to submit them, we're going to create a Reddit thread on our Kinks and Cocktails Reddit.
There'll be a subreddit, Kinks and Cocktails, is that what it's called?
Yep.
Cool.
Fantastic. I think so. Here, let me double check.
And yeah, we'll just be creating threads on there, depending on what we're doing for the week. So if you'd like to reply to that, please check it out.
Yeah. All right. So I guess, how is everyone doing?
Horrible. I want to read Fund.
Stop it, Ashley.
No.
I'm going to start cutting that out.
Edit it out.
Kinks and Cocktails.
Yay. / Kinks and Cocktails.
There are one member, but five of them are online.
Oh.
Reddit lies to you.
Well, that's fun. I've been sick, personally. I guess, sick every other week at this point. So I'm just existing.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it here. Mm-hmm. 'Tis the season to be sick.
To be dying.
Yep. Ashley?
I've been actually really good. Was sick on Tuesday for a little bit, but feeling better.
Ashley's immune system is through the roof, because God knows she's been exposed to everything at this point.
Yep.
Well, therefore, everybody you hang out with should be well, too, because you spit in everybody's mouths. So, maybe that's why I haven't been sick. Just kidding.
Because I haven't spit in your mouth?
Yeah, you gave me a shot once.
Yeah. Nice.
Let's see, for me, I guess I found out, I told my sister, now she's listening. So, Ooh. Hi, sister.
Hello.
And then I am doing my notes digitally now.
We're all so proud of you.
21st century.
Yeah. I was so excited to actually digitally cut and paste things instead of literally cutting them out of paper and gluing or stapling them in other places. I don't know.
Did you still write them on paper at first?
No, I did not. Ooh. I went all in. All in.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Cold turkey.
Did you take your notes on a computer and are just reading them off of this tablet, or did you start on the tablet?
I started on the computer.
Nice.
And then, but I've been doing both.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Look at me.
I do all my research at work. I'm not bringing this big-ass computer to work.
Or a notepad.
I do bring a notepad.
Okay.
Do it all on notepad and then to flop it over. Mm-hmm. Or just copy and paste the link to my email. So I have it all saved for later. There you
go. Send it to yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so it's, as everyone knows, we are doing Santophilia this episode. Get into the holiday spirit. Moth picked this one. Do you want to define?
Yeah. You know, because I definitely wrote down a definition this time. Basically, I'm going to go for it. I'll ad lib it. It's the sexual attraction to Santa Claus, if you will, and Santa Claus related things. So,
yeah.
So Katie today.
So Katie.
I am, yeah, dressed as a sexy Santa. Go take a look on our social media. I guess we'll do our drink pairing next.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, technically.
It's delicious.
Spiked eggnog, but...
I guess. Yeah. Like
rum chata instead.
Yeah, rum chata mixed with eggnog, nutmeg sprinkled on top, and a cinnamon stick.
It's very weak, fair warning.
It is.
It's perfect. And you should leave it as it is.
I would like an extra couple shots, please, in mine. But
well, rum chata is not like a strong alcohol either.
It is
though,
not.
So.
No.
But it tastes so nice.
It is.
Yeah,
good.
So you could add like six more shots and not even know.
Yeah. Then it gets dangerous.
Oh my god.
Or a Katie drink.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we buy the little 1 ounce bottles.
Yep.
So we can still drive home.
And I can still be coherent while we record. So we did the drink. Let's see. Snacks or snack pairing. What is everybody's favorite holiday snacks? Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
So I like candy cane ice cream.
Ooh. Is it minty?
Yes, but I don't like, I mean, I like mint ice cream too, but candy cane has like little candy cane chunks in it.
But isn't candy cane just minty?
Yep.
Like, what's the difference between
them? I don't know. I think a mint chocolate chip is like menthol. Mint, is it green? I don't know. I don't know all the different varieties of mint, I guess.
I don't like any kind of mint.
Okay. So. I do also just like a good old-fashioned candy cane or ribbon candy. Ribbon candy more for like the aesthetic because they're cute. Angel food candy. Do you guys know what that is?
I don't know what either ribbon candy or angel food candy
is. You don't know what ribbon candy is?
I don't think so.
No, I don't know.
What?
She's like, I have some.
It's my phone. Okay, my phone's over there. So you guys just Google ribbon candy.
I'll Google it.
It's adorable. It's very like old school traditional.
You Google ribbon candy and I'll Google angel.
Got it.
Angel food candy?
Yes.
Okay. Describe it.
So angel food candy, not many people know about it, but I grew up with it. It's angel food cake. Turned and like it's like hardened and like candy with
this?
Chocolate covered. Yes.
This.
There you go. That's the ribbon candy.
I don't think I've ever seen it before.
I've never seen it.
Really?
It also just looks like an.
Another... Is it hard?
Yes.
Okay. Is it minty?
It can be. There's different flavors.
So angel food candy is just angel food cake covered in chocolate.
Oh. But it's like hardened. And for some reason, it's.
I bet that would be good.
I've only found it.
Minus the chocolate.
I would take it even if it has chocolate on it. I could survive. Yes, go on, Katie. Sorry.
No, I'm so glad you guys saw it. Like, because nobody really has. And growing up, my parents would used to buy it at Menards, of all places.
Oh, so my it God. Brought up Fleet Farm.
Yeah, or, yeah. Like, I don't know why it's only like available there. Not
for
sure
old
that's
people.
True. Yeah, I don't know. Like, so not surprised you guys haven't heard of it. But
I can only buy my cream savers at. The Dollar Tree, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cream savers?
Yeah.
Oh, don't make me feel any older than I am. Come on. You don't
my
know
my little old
saver
purse
is?
Lady candy that I used to carry around all the time.
Yeah. I get the Werther's.
Those are good,
those
too.
Those are my favorite.
And old Pearson candy, yeah. So you've never seen the Cream Savers commercial?
Never.
Have you, Ashley?
Probably. I don't remember it, though.
I don't know what they
are.
Oh,
my God.
I do know
what
they are.
Strawberries and cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
The little, like,
that was...
leprechaun dude. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from the Starburst commercial.
No,
not
it's the Cream Savers.
It's probably pre-Starburst commercial.
Yeah.
Well, look it up later.
Will do.
Yeah. We can't on air, but yeah.
What's your, so yeah,
Mine's not really like a candy per se. It's my the Minnesota fruit salad. That's not actually a fruit salad.
That is Jell-O?
No, it is a bowl of fruit salad with whipped cream and marshmallows.
Oh, okay.
My grandma used to make that all the time.
My mom made me a big bowl for Thanksgiving, and me and my boss ate all of it. It was great.
That sounds wonderful.
It's lovely.
Awesome.
I'll get more for Christmas.
Isn't there sometimes nuts in it?
Probably. We don't do that because my mom's allergic to a lot of nuts.
I think there's a lot of variations.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that like brings me back. Yeah.
It's a very hot dish sort of thing where you throw in what you have on hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And very Midwest.
Right, exactly.
Lots People of... from California are probably like, what are they talking about?
Minnesota has a lot of salads that aren't salads.
Right.
There's a lady on TikTok. She will tell you all of them, even the gross ones.
Terrible.
Yeah.
She's a Minnesota mom. She's great.
Yeah. And you, Mom?
I really like the Jolly Rancher candy canes. Those are a staple of, like, my childhood. And then, yeah, I also really like, I every now and again can find, like, Pop Rocks Gelt, which is, like, a Hanukkah. Like, technically, it's, like, chocolate coins, but you can find it with Pop Rocks in it.
What?
And I...
Oh, you've given me that before.
It's good.
It sounds amazing.
So, right, I really like it.
Cool. Yeah.
Gave me a lot of weird shit in our childhood, so.
Mostly just stuff I found off the floor.
Yeah. Nothing new.
Right.
That's why Ashley has such a great immune system.
Right, exactly.
Now bartenders and barbacks do the same thing, so. Nothing's changed. That's how I ended up with a dragon on Halloween.
Ridiculous.
One of the bouncers literally comes up and goes, I found this in the basement. I don't know where it came from. It's still wrapped. And I was like,
terrifying.
Mine. He goes, I don't know whose it is, but it's in the basement, so it's yours now.
Oh my god.
It was cute.
I still have him. Which really surprised me. I'm surprised I didn't lose him when I was drunk.
So, I want to say from our last drink for our last episode, I found out why or how we did it wrong.
Oh, with the floater.
Yeah, the champagne floater. So, to everybody listening, our last drink had a floater on top of the shot. If you don't know what that is, it's where you layer the ingredients.
That was our last episode, but that was the last one we posted.
Last one we posted, yeah. Mechanophilia. The silver Mercedes shot. So, Mercedes. So, in the TikTok, you could not see, or maybe you could.
It
was not floating. We just pretended. I'm going to out us. I don't care. And
Colin failed us.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
Always.
Because he likes fucking cars.
Yeah. So the reason why it failed, we did not use a chilled glass. And you're not supposed to pour directly from the bottle because it makes it a heavier weighted pour. So it's not going to be light and float. And the final reason, which is the most important, and we literally said this in the podcast when we explained the drink, use chilled vodka. Ours is room temperature. Oh. Chilling it slightly freezes it and adds weight, allowing it to sit at the bottom. Because, you know, science. So, yeah, we're learning over here.
I think our last one was also supposed to be separated.
Yes.
But it ended up mixing together.
You're right. It also had a floater.
Right. So, right. The next two, the one you see after the one that's already posted, will also be.
Yeah. The more you know.
Right. We're learning.
We just make this for fun, not for, like, this is just for us. So we don't...
We're doing our best.
Yeah.
We just also want you guys to know what we're drinking.
Yeah, we're not getting paid for this, so it's fine.
You're included. Welcome to our disaster.
If you would like to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Hit us up, kingsandcocktails.
@gmail.com. That'll be the day. All right, so fun facts. I have just some statistics first, and then everybody else want to move on to other fun facts?
Yeah.
Okay. So there are 2,432 pieces of content when you search for Santa on the hub. 5,893 on next videos. Yes. Did this a few weeks ago, so I'm sure those numbers have changed.
Oh, yeah.
There's about 128 kinksters on FetLife. 20% of women admit to having a Santa fetish. So Santa is called a polar bear in the gay community. which I loved.
I love that too.
Yeah. A mall Santa's costume can cost up to $5,000.
Oh my god.
I can find you one on Wish for $5.
Yeah, it depends how authentic you want to be with your costume.
It's 2 inches big.
For the skinny Santa.
For your finger.
Right.
So a mall Santa can make anywhere from $29,000 to $80,000 a year, and they only work for a few months. A typical mall Santa is on the lower end. The ones who appear on morning talk shows and major corporate events obviously make a lot more. A mall Santa's beard is quote-unquote glued on by latex-like glue, so kids pull on it and won't come off, and will appear to be real. Although today, a lot of mall Santas have real beards, so.
I have a question.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Hopefully I have an answer.
As someone who's never Santa'd, do you pay Santa to sit on his lap?
You can tip him.
Nowadays, it's definitely a paid thing.
The last time, well, I guess it was still a couple of years ago, but I brought kids to go see Santa at the mall and it wasn't paid.
Really?
Oh. You could pay a lot of money to buy the picture. It was, I don't even know.
Yeah.
I was just in the car and they were like, we're going to go see Santa. And I was like, what?
I can see how that can be a free thing for all children to be able to.
I think free if you want to just sit on their lap. I think it costs money to buy the pictures. I think you can also take pictures on your phone, but if you want one to, like...
Really? On your phone?
Yeah.
It's usually, like, when you are at an amusement park and they, like snap your picture as you go down the roller coaster.
Right.
They'll, like, take the picture down as soon as you take your phone out. Like, no, you have to buy our picture.
Sort of thing.
I mean, that would make sense for, like, roller coaster rides. They try to, like, not let you take a picture of a picture.
I mean, if you're taking pictures of your kids on Santa's lap, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, they're on Santa's lap, not while they're, like...
Not the picture of the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe it's different. But also, it probably depends on where you go. Like, maybe there's high-profile Santas.
Don't go to the Mall of America and take pictures of that Santa, because he's probably spendy.
Probably. Yeah. Expensive Santa.
Go to the Maplewood Mall. He's probably the Dollar Tree of Santas. That mall's getting sold.
I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all of the animals that are at that mall? They have a petting zoo.
They do have a petting zoo. But I'd assume that's a...
No.
No, there's a petting zoo at the Maplewood Mall.
Right, maybe they'll be transferred to Minnesota.
No, it is one lady that owns all of... Like, I went to elementary school with that woman's children.
Uh-huh.
And they would bring all of their weird pets to school for show and tell.
I don't know if that's legal.
I mean...
It was back then.
I bet that kid is popular for show and tell. Like,
they were the twins, so... They were, you know, identical twins, so everyone was kind of...
So they were already cool, and then...
No, everyone was afraid of identical twins back then.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I was.
Well, when I was growing up, if you were twins, like, everybody knew you. You were so popular, and you were so cool.
I agree with that. I feel like most of the twins... There was always a cool twin and a not-as-cool
twin.
Yes. Which is, like,
what about the triples, the triplets in our junior high?
There were triplets in our junior high?
Yeah.
I don't remember them.
Were they identical?
Yeah. I mean, there's a boy, so no.
They still can be.
What?
It's genetic. Yeah, it's DNA.
No. They have to be fraternal if they're...
Yeah, if one's a boy and one's a girl, they're fraternal.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Identical is only if they're, like, actually, like, genetically exactly the same.
Oh.
So fraternal is any time that they don't look the same, but are still born at the same time. And then there's another term, I think that there's a type of fraternal where they can actually be from, like, two different dads or something.
Yeah.
Wow. Did not know that.
But identical twins are from the same embryo that split while in the womb.
So it has to be...
Fraternal is two separate embryos that were fertilized.
Okay.
The sisters looked exactly the same except for one was taller, so maybe it was like identical and then a split.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to ask them questions.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you were afraid of twins, so triplets.
They also lived in the cult town. I didn't want to go.
Is that why you were scared of them?
The triplets?
Yeah, or any of them.
Well, the triplets most of them I could almost step on, so I really tried to
avoid. Where does this fear stem from, Ashley? We're trying to get
it. We're really going deep here.
Was it from, what was that creepy movie?
The Shining?
Yeah.
Probably. I don't think that came out when I was a kid, though. I don't know.
The Shining?
Yeah, that one's old.
I wasn't even a kid when that came out.
No, what am I thinking of? The one with the twin girls in the hotel.
That's The Shining.
The Parent Trap?
No, that
one. They did stay at a hotel in that movie at some point.
I don't know what I'm thinking of.
The Shining was the hotel one.
Like, they're creepy girls with, like, bobs and, like, old-timey dresses.
Mm-hmm. Didn't one recently come out, though?
Where the kid was, like, in his tricycle.
And then, right? I didn't watch the movie, guys. I don't like...
No, everybody knows this scene.
Right. It's a very common movie. I mean, but it could have been another movie spoofing off of it as well. Yeah.
I think that's what I'm thinking of, is, like, the spoof of that movie. Yeah,
probably. Mm. Well, you were traumatized, and now you don't like twins.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Hey, there are people that do like twins a lot, so we got those
true.
People.
We could do an entire episode, I'm sure.
Oh my god. Wow. Anyway, back to fun facts.
Oh wait, I added mic buddies for everybody.
Yeah,
yes. Silver centerpieces. Yeah, Ashley got the bag of coal.
That's not surprising. What's in there?
It's just pine cones.
I feel like that's the coal of nature.
Yeah.
I have...
They smell nice, at least.
...a bendy Santa Claus. He's doing so good.
You chose Santa, so I chose to give you Santa.
I appreciate it.
I have a little nutcracker.
He'll crack your nuts for you.
That's all I had left, so...
Yeah, it's perfect.
You could have, like, hung him on you.
It's heavy.
It is very heavy.
I don't know. Seems we have scary. Our other centerpieces are, like, a Yule log and just some other festive...
Are you trying to keep away the Yule mite? What are those things? The Yule mites or whatever?
The what?
Mom and I are very
they're excuse
like,
me?
Yule trolls? They're like little trolls what? That will come into your house if you don't have a Yule log in your fireplace. And they wreak havoc.
Is that what Yule logs are from?
Yeah. Well, that's not what they're from. But it's like an urban legend.
Right. Is it urban or is it like... Old-timey.
Old-timey, I think.
Right, but, so it's not very urban.
Fun. So their, like, whole thing is that they are trying to get... I can't remember the exact, like, thing. But they basically are little elf-type things that terrorize your house. So people used to blame, you know, like, their house burning down on...
And they're called mites?
I don't remember.
I thought you meant, like, mites in a log, like the
insect
bugs.
No. They're, like, little trolls.
And I'm like, well, this is a fake Yule log, so... Plastic. Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a little disheartening.
Sorry.
I do listen to, a while ago, I listened to a podcast, like, explaining Christmas history. Every episode, they would, go
they're
deep dive like that.
Yule lads is what they're called.
Yes.
I hate this.
They are trolls who live in an undisclosed location and come down in December.
They're not going to tell us where.
Right. God forbid. Oh my gosh. They're probably under your floorboards.
They come the 13 nights before Christmas.
13.
Oh.
13 nights before Christmas. So
specifically? Or like 4-13 nights?
4-13 nights. So
got it.
We're getting close.
You're supposed to put your shoes on your windowsill and a Yule log in your fireplace to keep them away.
Interesting.
Well,
what is a Yule log?
That. Our centerpiece.
What is that?
It's
a log.
It's just a log from the woods with holly on
with
it. And
Yule?
With Yule.
Like most Christmas traditions, it stems from like pagan traditions. So I'm not sure the exact, I don't know. That's what it looks like. That's all I know.
That's okay.
But you're supposed to burn it for the 13 days before Christmas.
One Yule log?
Yule log for 13 days.
Hmm. Sounds a little suspicious and close to Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
One candle that burns for 8 nights, one log that burns for 13 nights. I don't know, man.
I'm just trying suspicious. To keep the trolls away. Thank you.
Maybe you should
the Yule lads.
Invite some Yule lads into your home and your heart.
Yeah, so they can terrorize my house and make that a mess. It's already messy. Thank you.
I mean, they've already been there, maybe.
So no, when our house is messy, you can just blame it on the Yule trolls. Yule lads.
You're welcome. Okay, stopping on this tangent.
Anyway. Do you have any more fun facts, Kate?
I do.
Keep going.
Okay, so... There are towns that celebrate Christmas year-round, where the entire town is Christmas-themed.
Mm. Gross.
That's a cult.
I love it. North Pole, Arkansas. That's Santa fair. Claus, Indiana.
Also fair.
Christmas, Florida.
Yep.
I don't think I'd want to visit the Florida one, but... Rovaniemi, Finland.
Mm.
Christmas Valley, Oregon. North Pole, New York. And there's also Christmas-themed hotels, theme parks, and even a casino. They're not in Christmas towns, but they stay Christmas-themed all year round.
Gross.
They're just totally randomly placed.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would visit one of those.
Nope.
Just for funsies.
Anyone but the Florida one.
No, thanks. That sounds very cheerful and very gross.
I love it. All right, my next fun fact is the Grinch was conceived at a swinger party.
Hot.
By his mom's not husband, obviously. It was a key party. Then at some point, the husband says to the Grinch, "You look just like your mom's boss." This is in the Grinch movie, like the new, like, real make one.
Yeah.
With, who's it, Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually show the swinger party and all the Whos in Whoville are swinging away. And then, yeah, they show baby Grinch and the dad runs up to him and says that, like, "You look just like your mom's boss." And,
oh my God.
Yeah, that was funny. One last fun fact, and then you can do yours, Ma.
Bet.
All right, so in the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, there was a scene that they later took out. So his ex-wife was giving him the phone number of where she was going to be, her new mother-in-law's house, and he joked, "What is it, 1-800-SPANK-ME? And apparently a bunch of kids kept calling the line after watching the movie, thinking it was Santa's number. And it's a real sex line. Yes, I called it just to be sure, you know, for science.
Right.
And it's still a real number. And the producer at the time tried to buy out the sex line number so he can keep it in the movie. But apparently did not work because it's still here to this day. So they just cut the scene in all future releases of the movie.
Yeah. What a cop out. I feel like they should have kept it and just, like, advertised for them.
You can ask Google to call Santa for you and they will call Santa and you can have a conversation with him.
Damn, this is in 1994 when this movie came out, so...
I'm just telling you, now you can call Santa if your child harasses you.
I like that. And they have all the apps now, too.
If your child bullies you, calling Santa. Oh, my God.
All these, like... So, apparently, all these kids' parents kept complaining, like, "We just got a $400 phone bill from this 1-800-SPANK-ME."
No.
Yeah. Not good.
Ugh, that's terrible.
All right, that's it for fun facts for me.
Woo! I have, like, other random survey information, really.
Okay.
So, there is this data set, don't ask me where it's from, that is 11...
I can tell you where it's from. Google.
It's true. That's true. Fair enough. 11,000 male and female members were surveyed on a website from December 1st to December 5th. And they were asked, like, a bunch of various Santa-related questions. So apparently it was revealed that 1 in 16 men had at one time or another dressed up as Santa Claus in the bedroom. That another one is, there is a place in Cardiff in the UK where more than 1 in 10, so like 11% of people, said they had dressed as Saint Nick for their partner specifically.
That's a lot.
Which I thought was, like, pretty interesting. And yeah, I just thought that that was, like, fun on top of the fact of, like, they also brought up to mention, like, how many Santa-related, like, lingerie exists in the world.
And there's
so
much.
So much. So yeah, it's just funny. But, like, yeah, about 10% of people, especially in that place, were... just like, yeah, I dress up for my partner as Santa Claus on a regular basis.
So based on the 20% of women that are interested in it, that means only half of their partners were down.
Right, exactly. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Wow. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and get this over with, the double entendres or the puns. I just made a quick little list just to get them out of the way. Sorry, you two.
She'll right. come up with more halfway through. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, like, there's so many. So, my friends call me Prancer, but you can call me Vixen. I gave Santa my cookie, and then he gave me his milk. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Easy.
Easy. Let's make sure you get something off your wish list tonight. Wink, wink. Let's Scrooge. Your stocking is hung.
I'll stuff your stocking.
There, yep, see, there we go. And would you like some of Santa's eggnog?
No, I would not.
That's all I got for that. Yeah. Sorry, I had to get it out of the way. Get out of my system.
I'm glad it's over now.
Well, those ones are. We'll see what happens.
Oh, God.
She'll find more. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. All right, I think we're ready to...
do history.
Do our thing. Take it away, Mom.
Okay, cool. I'm always super excited for this part, obviously.
What?
Who would have guessed? Okay, history lesson. Going back to Saint Nick is really, we're going to, like, go back to the beginning of, like, where Santa Claus's origins are and why people probably think he's sexy. Fourth century common era. Saint Nicholas was a bishop in Myra in Turkey, and was officially recognized by the church as a patron saint of sex workers. That was like the big title that he had. He was actually had over like 100 professions apparently, in about 8 countries. So,
wow,
he did a lot of stuff, and that's why he was like recognized as a saint and all this stuff, and why he was like so pure of heart, and why people still talk about him to this day. Jumping forward quite a bit, going to like the 15th century of the Common Era, that's when like Father Christmas comes into play. That was actually written basically about Saint Nick in a hymn, written by Richard Smart, where he pops up. From there, pops up in like various ballads and plays and poems where he's a jolly fat guy associated with Christmas festivities and like general naughtiness. So like that's the beginning of like this idea of like, instead of we have this saint, we have this person who's associated with Christmas, who is like a super happy guy, but is also like, let's party a little bit.
Well, like that reminds me of like, historically, didn't Jesus hang out with a lot of sex workers?
Yes, totally.
So I wonder how that intertwines Christmas, Christianity, Saint Nick, Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, historically, like, you know, yeah. There's a lot of history intertwined, a lot of, like, totally. Paganism, Christianity.
Definitely. It all Christmas. Kind of, like, interacts with each other.
Yeah.
No, I would totally say that makes sense. And especially, like, the fact that, Saint Nicholas also was just known to advocate for sex workers in general. Yeah. And like, I think one of his like biggest things was that he was like helping, he would like give money to people or like specifically like pay dowries for women to like have, so they didn't have to go into prostitution and like they could get married. And like, that was a really cool thing that he did that I think went through history. And so it would make sense. I feel like that, like,
yeah,
there was continued sex positivity and like that sort of thing.
Right.
In future. And especially right. Jesus was known to be an advocate for a lot of different, like, marginalized communities at the time.
PSA, sex work is real work.
Right, for real. Even the forefathers knew.
Yeah,
In, like, 16th to 17th century, he got a bunch of different names. So this is where we get, like, weird stuff, and we didn't really get Santa Claus yet, but we got, like, Captain Christmas. Christmas Lord, the Prince of Christmas.
I haven't heard those.
And they all like slowly came into like popularity because of like different plays and different ballads and different stories. But it was basically all different names for the person who was in charge and like presides over Yuletime partying.
Okay.
He is like the party master.
The host.
The host of the most.
Captain Santa.
Seriously. I thought it was so good.
Does that mean you party on a boat?
You know, I bet there's a story like that somewhere.
I'm sure there is, or a movie or something. Right.
There has to be. In the late 1500s, Christmas was believed to be a time of mischief and debauchery, where people were basically just getting drunk and also gambling. They even saw, like, they're like, Christmas time, lots of robberies happened, super common. A lot of more religious crowds didn't like that Father Christmas or that Christmas in general, and because of like the chaos that it brought. So they just didn't like, a big thing was Puritans of the time were very upset that Father Christmas was even a thing, because they're like, Christmas is terrible, and none of you are even paying attention to, like, the actual meaning of Christmas and Jesus and all this stuff. You just want to go out and get drunk. How dare you? Valid.
Same.
And so, yeah, basically, yeah, Puritans at the time, and especially, like, different political leaders and the government and all of these other organizations would just continually be, like, arguing about, like, we need to do something about the fact that, like, why do people just keep out drinking? We need to, like, bring it back to family or, like, do something, and they just weren't happy about,
like,
it.
Even still to this day, that happens. Mm-hmm. Like,
totally.
You know what? Do what you want to do. It's, you know... Don't force anything upon somebody else.
Right, exactly. So actually, about 100 years later, in 1643, the UK Parliament passed an ordinance making citizens observe Christmas Day with, quote, the more solemn humiliation because it may call to remembrance our sins and the sins of our forefathers who have turned this feast, pretending the memory of Christ, into an extreme forgetfulness of him by liberty to carnal and sensual delights.
Wow.
So they were very upset.
Yeah.
And yeah, literally put a law in place.
That took action.
Like, right. They're like, you are not allowed.
No more. How dare you?
Which is, in my opinion, very funny because I'm like, they're just like anti-Christmas, anti-Father Christmas. Who do you think you are? This dude's terrible. Literally like 3 years later, the arraignment, which is, I believe, just like a passage of writing, the conviction and imprisonment of Christmas, describes Father Christmas as, saying that, he, quote, women dote after him. He helped so many new gowns, hats, and handkerchiefs and other fine knacks of which he hath pack on his back, in which, is all in good sorts, besides the fine necks he got out of their husbands. So basically saying that, like, women loved him because he brought them gifts. And, like, women sought after Father Christmas because he'd bring them the finest of gowns and the nicest handkerchiefs.
My husband doesn't treat me this way.
Exactly. Wow. And so that is, like, also, I feel like, written text of, like, when women started desiring after him, even though it's, like, all of this weird debauchery that's behind him anyway, but, like, specifically, yeah, that was a cool thing to find in text. And then Santa Claus, as we know him today, actually came about more in, like, the 1800s America, where he was actually thought to be created by Washington Irving and a few other New Yorkers at the time who were hoping that Santa Claus would help calm down riotous Christmas celebrations and help refocus them on family. This was exported to Britain through, like, books, postcards, and advertisements, and then the two figures merged, both, like, Father Christmas and Santa Claus, and, like, settled down into the child-friendly version of Santa Claus that he is today.
So what did Father Christmas look like?
Basically the same of what, like, Santa Claus is.
Okay.
So, like, right, he's, like, an older dude. He was pretty fat. He was pretty happy. But I think he was definitely, like, a drinker and a partier.
That's where he got his rosy cheeks from.
Right. And the red nose. Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's what they probably took as a basis for Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. But they decided to gear him more towards children and family. To be like, look, this is a family man, and he has good values, and we don't need to go out drinking on Christmas. You should spend it with your families.
Now he has milk and cookies.
Right, exactly. So, again, I think they're pretty similar, but it definitely, around the 1800s is when it settled down in this more, like, family-friendly version.
Interesting. Okay.
So, yeah. And so that's kind of, like, I feel like loose history of, like, Santa Claus in general. I also did, as per request of you, Katie, I have mistletoe history as well, which kind of goes back, I will say, to the very beginning. So mistletoe specifically, especially, like, I don't know, it's just fun. It's a fun kissing thing and, like, good Christmas tradition, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it was started actually with the Greeks. They were known to cure a lot of ailments with mistletoe. It was known to cure everything from, like, menstrual cramps all the way up to, like, spleen disorders. And was kind of just, like, a common ingredient in a bunch of different mixes for different things.
Okay.
A little bit farther down the line, in, like, the first century common era, actually, like, Celtic druids picked it up and saw it as a symbol of vivacity or, like, attractiveness in, like, in a feminine way, mm-hmm. Because it was able to blossom in the middle of winter.
Not many things can.
And so the other thing is they administered it to humans and animals to, like, restore fertility. And that's where that kind of started from. Excuse me. And I feel like that was, like, pretty much the first, like, adaption of it. And then going into... Excuse me.
How dare you?
Yeah, no, I'm the worst.
It's the eggnog.
It is the eggnog. And then in the 13th century-ish, another famous chapter in mistletoe folklore comes from Norse mythology. As the story goes, when the god Odin's son Baldur was prophesied to die, his mother Frigg, the goddess of love, went to all the animals and plants of the natural world to secure an oath that they would not harm him. But Frigg neglected to consult with the unassuming mistletoe. So the scheming god Loki made an arrow from the plant and saw that it was used to kill the otherwise invincible Baldur. According to one of the sunnier versions of the myth, the gods were able to resurrect him from the dead, after being shot with the arrow, and delighted Frigg then declared the mistletoe a symbol of love and vowed the plant to kiss on all those who passed beneath it.
Wow.
That, and then going into, like, the 18th century, it became widely incorporated into Christmas as a whole. But seemed to really start with servants at the time, like servants in England, and then slowly spread to, like, the middle class, which I thought was kind of cool. Also, to answer your question that you initially asked about season 1, episode 4 of American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah. And that's American Horror Stories. There's a difference. Those are more of, like, Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Each episode's different. Yeah, go ahead.
The mistletoe really can't make you hallucinate.
No?
So high doses can induce hallucinations, but they can also give you, like, hypertension and cardiac arrest.
Okay.
But there are very, very few reports of this ever happening. They actually did studies where people took up to 20 leaves and 5 berries, and there were no serious after effects.
Wow. Okay. Because I'll explain what I saw in the episode. So this episode was obviously Christmas themed, and there was a bad Santa that came to these kids' houses, and these were bad kids. They were...
Does that make it okay?
No, I was watching her just like...
I saw Moth do it. We're testing her distance from her mics.
Stay appropriate.
So these kids were bad kids. They were like YouTubers, but the bad kind, where they just did dumb stuff for views.
And Jake Paul got it.
Bunch of F-boys, and just, they were awful. Yeah,
that way.
And so they went to a mall Santa and were doing dumb stuff for content, and they were, like, making fun of the elves, and it was just awful. So Santa, it was a bad Santa, was like, I'm gonna get you for that, and went to their house and killed them. And during, sorry, spoiler alert, that was, sorry. Anyways.
How old is the show?
I don't know, a couple years?
Then you're fine.
True. So Santa, like, to one of the kids, he, like, wrapped him up with Christmas lights and then shoved a bunch of, like, mistletoe in his mouth. And then the kid started, like, hallucinating before he threw him into the pool to drown. So I was like, wait, does mistletoe make you hallucinate then?
It would have to take a lot of mistletoe,
apparently. It was just one little cluster, so.
I don't know if that would do it.
TV. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. Good. Gets my curiosity, yeah. Okay. Is that it for history?
That's it. That's all I got.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, Ashley.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay. Am I emotionally ready? All right,
well,
I'm leaving.
All right. Well, so the psychology part, it usually starts in childhood. You get, like, the whole Santa, falling in love with Santa in a young age. And after a while, it becomes more like a sexually thing. But so... basically, the whole reason, I have mostly, like, female reasons to like Santa, because it's usually,
yeah,
but so,
typically, yeah,
one reason is he's the ultimate daddy, he is a generous authority figure who makes you feel safe, because,
I don't know if he makes you feel safe, I've seen many kids cry when they see Santa, right. But I get what you're saying.
He is a jolly red man. You get to sit on his big lap. And where did I just lost my spot. Sorry.
He's happy.
Yeah, he's a happy man. He brings joy. He is a sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You get to tell him what you want, and he makes every, you whisper in his ear, and he makes everything appear.
Ooh la la.
He wears red, which is an alluring color. It is another alluring quality of good. Old Santa. Red can increase a person's attractiveness. It's
a very bold color.
Yeah. It's romantic. Love, passion, fire. All of those. They're usually seen more confident, more sexual.
I was going to say something weird that I came across, too, is I feel like in early depictions, Santa had green on. So I wonder if red was something that came later.
Maybe.
Really?
There were a few, plays and stuff where he was depicted wearing all green.
Like a green suit.
Yeah, instead of red.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where the confidence thing comes in play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, they try to make him more of, an authority figure, too, for kids. Like, listen to this man.
Don't do that.
Behave.
You'll get cool. The white beard, in a survey over 8,000 women, ranging from young to old, discovered hands down that they think men with facial hair are more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
And older men.
Hmm.
Yep. My husband's got that salt and pepper beard going on. I love it.
I know, he wants me to color it.
No. I'm telling him no. Do not.
I told him no.
Good.
This one was my favorite. He has experience because he's old.
Ashley quote unquote experience. Yeah. So
Hey, H has nothing to do with it.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah.
He is old. he is in the driver's seat. He is the one to control everything. Not just referring to his reindeer. Women want to be controlled. Sometimes women want to be controlled.
In this situation.
It's exciting to let someone dominate you every once in a while. He comes when you're sleeping was another one that I got. That's terrifying. That's a
double entendre.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
It is terrifying. Like, he sneaks into your house.
Yeah.
If this is a real... I saw this, I think, on TV the other day. Imagine if Santa was a real thing.
Edward Cullen.
What?
It'd be Edward Cullen.
Oh, God.
He breaks in your house when you're sleeping and watches you sleep.
Yeah.
And then leaves you shit behind.
Yes, but... I mean, can you imagine, if it actually happened? That's terrifying. Or maybe be a fun thing, people make a party out of it. Like, Santa's here! Have some eggnog with us. All right, bye!
And, I mean, so from a young age, people have always sexualized Santa because you see mommy kissing Santa.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to go over that song.
Mm-hmm. And then... What was the other thing I had? You got into the other part. I had the whole, he was helping sex workers and everything. So, but yeah, he's sexy because he's an old man with a white beard and it all.
It's a silver fox.
Yeah. Love me a good silver fox.
Oh, yeah.
Silver foxes, sponsors.
Santas? Mall Santas? Sponsor us?
Hey, you guys make money.
Yeah. We're advertising you.
Oh my gosh.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Ooh. Oh, that makes sense and love it. So I wanted to touch on that song, like you said, Ashley, that I caught mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody else, that when they were a kid, when you heard that song, when you were a kid, did you think that it was the actual Santa in your house and mommy was cheating on daddy with Santa?
No.
Because that's what I thought. Until I got older and I realized, no, it was daddy dressed up as Santa. And the kid just didn't know that. Like, was the kid thinking mommy was cheating on daddy? Do you get what I'm saying?
I do get what you're saying. You're saying right from the perspective of the song.
Yeah.
What did you think? I don't think so. I think I always thought that it was, dad and the kid was just confused. I'm also Jewish, so maybe that is that perspective. Uh-huh. But I also, like, never Santa Claused.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
The only Santing she got was me bringing her presents the day before Christmas.
So I don't know. I feel like I always knew, like, that kid, although the kid may have thought that mommy was cheating.
Yeah.
Right?
When I heard that, maybe. Yeah, when I heard that song as a kid, that's what I thought, that it was the real Santa who came into the house down the chimney to give him his presents, and mommy
was cheating on his dad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that is actually probably how that kid took it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and now when I get older, I'm like, oh, no, it was just dad.
I'm pretty sure in my head I always thought that she was just a single mom.
Oh,
maybe.
What?
And what?
Who was she kissing?
Santa.
Oh, okay.
Just Santa. The real Santa?
Yeah.
Got it.
Or I didn't she hired a fun Santa for the night for, you know, mom's got to have fun too.
Ask the boss to come over for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Had some fun dressing up, and yeah. There we go. That's now common practices. My first note is dressing up. So, there are so many different ways to dress up for this. First, going to go over the male Santa. Yes, I know. He, she, they. Do what you want. I'm just typically reading what I read. Okay, so there's many different types of Santa dress up as. The first one, you okay over there?
Yeah, I hit my knee.
Okay. The first one is the good old classic Saint Nick. You know, the holly jolly guy. Big full suit, big belly, full beard, long white hair, boots, sack full of presents, and a sack full of you know what. Wink, wink. Sorry. Told you I'd have more.
Oh, it's the nuts.
Yeah.
In case you guys didn't get it.
All right, the second one is the silver fox Santa, what we were just talking about. You know, like this slick red robe, typically slimmer, has a pipe, sometimes short hair, clean-cut beard, that type of Santa look. The third one is like the bad Santa, like as in from the movie Bad Santa. It has like the wife beater on, the full Santa jacket, typically unbuttoned, scruffy beard, hat, basically the full getup, just really lazy looking. Like, looked like he had too many rum and eggnogs.
People got types.
Yeah, 100%. Then there's like the office Santa. Just like some sort of red and white, like business suit, very dapper looking.
Ah, Colin, got it.
Colin's definitely an office Santa, yeah. You know, for those wanting like the Christian Grey look, I know, don't come at me, I'm just referencing a look.
No one's saying he's a good person.
Yeah, just okay. So don't email me. Okay.
Email her. Yell at her. Actually, I'm the one that talks to all of you. Don't email me. I don't want to do it.
Oh man.
All right. The fifth one is stripper Santa, like Chippendale style.
Nice.
Yeah.
Santa jacket, unbuttoned, no shirt underneath.
And some little booty shorts.
Yep. There you go. Some sort of sexy undergarments. Yeah, you got it.
One of my clients told me that his kid walked in with those little booty shorts that has the candy cane.
He was holding them?
Yeah, he was okay, like, look what I bought. Look what I bought, Dad. And he was like,
what he bought?
Yeah, because he went to Spencer's and bought them.
How old was he?
He's 17, almost 18.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
But his dad came in for a haircut, and I cut the whole family, and I was like, he didn't know that.
No.
Oh, my
God.
He
was like, it's funny. And I was like, it is funny, but... Now I just picture your kid, like, I don't mean it.
Right.
Dad.
No.
That's with, so like, funny. Grandma, grandpa. It was, like, Black Friday shopping. So grandma was there, grandpa was there.
Walks up to Spencer's. Look what
kid.
I got.
He is a brave kid. That boy has cut his hair so many times. The last one, he had 2 inches here, 2 inches here, and the rest is, like, here.
Oh, plus. God.
And I was like, what'd you do? He goes... What do you mean? I didn't do it. I'm like, yeah,
oh,
you did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you did.
Time for a shed.
I also have a 17-year-old son, and he has one of those debit cards for the parent one. I can see what he's, you know, where he's spending his money.
Oh no.
And I saw Spencer's on there the other day. I'm like, I don't want to know. Just, okay. Oh God. All right. Anyways. And yeah, the next one is like actually what you're describing. the super sexy Santa, where it's like a Christmas themed like banana hammock or something, like what you described. Yeah. Borat style Santa, if you will. I don't know.
Oh my god.
This is my laugh. Thanks, Danny.
If my husband ever starts sounding like Borat and saying, "This is my wife," he's had too many drinks.
It's time for him to go home.
Yeah. All right, and the last one is, like, leather daddy Santa. I don't think I really need to explain this one, but, like, leather harness, leather boots, you know, the whole getup.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people got a kink for that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, now on to Mrs. Claus. All right, so first one is, yeah, the classic old-fashioned Mrs. Claus, like, gray hair, glasses, long dress, looks like grandma baking you Christmas cookies. Hey, some people like gilfs.
Yeah. Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
A moo-moo? Yes, please.
I told Colin I wanted a moo-moo the other day, and he was like, no.
I've heard they're very comfortable.
I've also been told they're
very comfortable. They look comfortable, yeah. Then there's a younger classy Mrs. Claus. Looks like they're going caroling. Long red dress, but, like, fitted. Long gloves. You know, they were going to, like, a Christmas-themed ball, mm-hmm. but sexier sort of look.
Fancy.
You know what I mean? Yeah, fancy. Mm-hmm. And then we just keep getting sexier and sexier, I guess.
Taking more clothes off.
Yes, right. Layers. The next one is a typically younger-looking, like, short and tight-style, like, Santa-themed dress, like, with knee-high boots, cute Santa hat.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, like, the girls in the movie Mean Girls.
Yeah.
During the variety show. And then the next one is like stripper style Mrs. Claus. Some sort of like red bikini, white fur trim, you know, just.
Right.
Some fishnets.
Yeah. And then the last one is, of course, like the leather PVC Dom or sub style Mrs. Claus. All right. And then
also
the next
sweaty.
One is like.
Also a
what'd you
sweaty.
Say?
Also a little sweaty.
Yeah. Next topic would be reindeer. Some people like to dress up as reindeer.
Ashley. Ashley's antlers.
Yeah. Jingle jangle.
I took them off for the show.
There'd be a lot of jingling.
A lot of jingle and jangling.
I wiggle too much. I don't know how to sit still.
Yeah, we'd constantly be hearing those bells. So when I looked this one up, for males is like a male G-string where the front is only like a reindeer face. And your tidbits go inside the tip, of course, and Rudolph's red nose is at the tip.
Yeah.
Give you a visual image. And then also, like, the cute, like, little reindeer outfits. Like, it's kind of popular now for people dress up in, like, fawns.
Yeah.
Like, the
yeah.
reindeer, like, makeup. Totally. And that's kind of more, like, cosplay-ish, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it fit in. It worked. It's cute.
Totally.
Then elves, Santa's helper. Or if you want to dress up as Elf on the Shelf, be my guest. If you're into that.
Always watching.
I would like you to see you sit on the shelf, though. I want to.
Yeah, that's.
If you have a sturdy enough shelf to sit on, please send me pictures. I would like to see it.
That's Ashley's kink.
Yep.
Sturdy shelves.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a lot of those in your life, do you?
No shelf is sturdy enough to hold a human.
Yet.
If someone wants to build me one, thanks.
There needs to be a special playroom built for this sort of play of Elf on the Shelf, I think. That's what we're getting.
That one wouldn't hold me. That one wouldn't hold me.
No.
I don't know if I'd classify those as, like, the kind of shelves we're looking for. I'm looking for, like, a mantle shelf.
Yeah, I think these would be, like, me. Specially built.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if that is the thing. Probably.
Yeah, I bet so.
And then some honorable mentions. The Grinch. Gingerbread man, woman, person. Sexy snowman woman person. Dress up like a present, you know, like a gift. Be unwrapped.
Dick in a box.
Dick in a box, there you go. A nutcracker. And then, like, I did see some, like, sexy pajama sets.
Wait.
What?
Who's dressing up as a sexy nutcracker? I have not seen.
You know what? I'm going to just for you.
I have never
Google
seen.
Google is your friend.
Right. I'm like, I don't even know what this outfit consists of. All the other ones, yeah. Cute, totally, can see it, whatever. Nutcracker, though? Is this like
your
Barbie
shoulder
in the Nutcracker?
Pants.
Like, right.
Like, yeah. Like
there's some red pants.
I was so confused.
Yeah. Look on Google. That's why it was just an honorable mention.
So what you can do. I got this. You wear booty shorts, red
okay,
booty shorts.
I hear you.
And then you wear shoulder pads and like a red bra. And then you draw the little like Nutcracker lines on your face. And then you're a sexy Nutcracker.
There you go.
Does that mean that you get to crack some nuts, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I feel like that should be mandatory.
I am squishing
mandatory.
Every nut I see.
Okay, we are going to create this costume and add it to our store when we have a store. It'll be the Kinks and Cocktails brand.
Oh, shoulder pads.
I'll write it down.
Shoulder pads. I'm down for that.
Just shoulder pads.
Naked with shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You get some pasties.
Yeah,
nice.
They can be little candy canes.
I was going to say
like nuts.
I was going to say nuts. Otherwise, would be good.
Like
or you can do little nutcracker faces.
Yeah, there you go.
You can walk around with one of the actual nutcracker tools.
Oh,
like
God.
A big prop sized one. Yep,
it's just giant.
This is getting kind of scary. Okay,
see me in the corner of your room. Clack 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 clack.
Oh God,
I've been waiting for you.
Okay, so and then. Sexy pajama sets. So, like, the typically, like, full one-piece pajamas, the footy pajamas that have a little butt flap in them. Lots of adults like to play in those, I guess. You know, that's
my
thing.
Hot sauce one has a butt flap.
There you go. Yeah.
Have you...
In case you have too much hot sauce and you need
No.
Have
it also has different ass both ways.
Yes.
Easy access in every form.
Right. I could be
my
curious.
New one for Kegs and Eggs. Mwah, beautiful.
I can't wait to see it. Kegs and Eggs is a New Year's Day party here in Minneapolis, so that's what we're talking about.
I don't know if I'm emotionally prepared for that.
Collins is even better than
I don't know if I'm emotionally prepared to be sick for 2 weeks after.
Yeah, New Year's is...
Just don't get sick. I'll spit in your mouth. Starting now. And you'll build your immune system up quickly.
Then you'll be good to go.
Hey, fuck. Okay. I did go to the Mall of America, and I think that's what did it.
So
I feel like I should be ready for Kegs and Eggs after that cesspool.
All right.
And then the next year, Groove Cruise.
Right, exactly.
You're just going to keep pushing Groove Cruise until it happens.
I'll go.
Use code TransJesus for some amount off. Got you.
If I wasn't getting married this year, I would go this year.
Yeah,
next year is better.
Expensive. Okay.
There's a go-kart, and we're going to all
There's a go-kart?
Yeah, there's go-kart.
On board
on
the ship.
On the boat.
Logan's going to be so happy.
That sounds fun. I'll go.
Wow. We're all dressing as Mario Kart characters.
Oh, and then you're going to go play kart? Oh, my God.
I'm down. Ready.
I love it. Do you know your character? What you're going to be?
I'm going to be the one in the teal dress. Why can't I think of her name?
The teal dress.
Teal dress?
She has the little star behind her.
Oh, the star's name is Luna.
Yeah, the star's name is Luna.
I was like, doesn't her name start with a C? She's blonde. She's
Show me a picture.
I will.
She's from
Why can't I think of...
the universe Mario Galaxy. Mario Galaxy? Galaxy. I don't remember her name right now.
I'll look it up.
She's cute, though. Can I be Boo?
Sure, absolutely.
Claiming that Logan already has things for
Rosalina.
Oh, it is Rosalina. You're totally right.
Oh, now okay. Now I see a picture. Now I know. And Boo.
Yeah, I would totally be King Boo.
And then Luna is her little star that follows around her. I don't know how I'm gonna get that to happen, but
star backpack.
Just make like one of your short friends.
Like, just have them follow you around.
Sorry, like, Miles. You are going to be following me.
Say,
you're just
going
to be like,
oh, Nikita would work. Like,
Nikita's not going to go.
I don't know, man. Miles would be perfect. Yeah. I was like, Logan can be Shy Guy. He has a mask for that.
Cute.
There you go.
Anyway.
The last one was like Krampus. I didn't really see any sexy Krampuses, but hey, to each their own. That's mostly cosplay, but.
Yeah.
I love Krampus. Not in that way, but yeah, it's great.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. Okay, I guess the next point I have is role play. All right, so the obvious one is Dom and Sub. Mm-hmm. And there's many ways to go about this. So I'm just going to go through like all five senses and give some examples of what you can do in your bedroom or out of your bedroom, whatever you want to do, for some sexy Santa fun. Okay, so the first sense is touch. Let's start off with, on the contrary, no touching. It's a pretty simple yet powerful rule as well. And then, let's see, some obvious ones are like spanking, mm-hmm. bend over, Mr. or Mrs. Claus's lap, if you've been bad and got coal in your stocking, or if you've been good and want a reward. Whatever Action. You're into.
I am a nice lady.
That's not what the coal says.
True. And then for touch, I mean, all the main sex acts, I'm not going to go over them. Everybody knows what they are. And if you don't...
I don't.
Google's your friend. Let's just say...
Tell me, Katie.
Just say you can get straight to rocking around the Christmas tree.
I hate you.
You asked for it.
I did not.
I was going to anyways.
But... I know.
All right, the second is a sight. Dressing up, obviously. You can decorate the room you're in or house or whatever. Get that fireplace roaring. By the way, like, you know those scenes in movies where the couple is, like, alone in the cabin in the woods, and they're, like, sitting in front
of the fire. Gonna get murdered.
right before that happens. But they're, like, sitting on the fur skin rug in front of the fireplace, all, like, romantic, like, you know those scenes?
Yeah.
Do you ever know anybody who's actually done that?
No, because it's weird.
Right. I don't know anybody.
My parents.
Has. Are you scared?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, to be honest.
My parents tell me about the day that I was created a lot. And they talk about it specifically that they were having a romantic evening in front of the fireplace with a glass of wine. And we're like, wouldn't it be nice to have another child?
Wow.
So yeah, that's,
I love your parents.
I know,
so
that
much.
Tracks
that's,
for them.
That's adorable.
Your mom's the greatest. So is your dad, but your mom's just a masterpiece.
Oh, you hear that, Mom? I hope you listen to this one.
There you go. That is so cute. All right, and smell. So you can light some holiday-themed candles or bake some cookies.
I want to bake some cookies.
I hate baking.
I love
it
baking.
It hates you.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. It's like, I'll eat it, but...
I'm much better at rule following than, like, coming up with things on the fly. I can't cook whatsoever.
I just don't like working with, like, dough, I guess.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you just want, like, the cookie... The Pillsbury cookie sheets that you can just...
Yeah, the, like, the pre-made, like, log of cookies that have the design on it that you just slice.
Yeah, you don't even have
bake.
To slice them anymore. They
really? They're, like, already, like, cut.
Pre-packaged.
That's my style. Yep.
The hardest thing when I get those is actually getting them into the oven. Because
yeah.
I'll just eat that.
They're good just raw.
Yeah.
I used to work at Subway in high school, and I would just eat all the raw cookies. Subway sponsors. Let's see, for smell you can also put some boiling potpourri on the stove, which is something I actually do every Christmas. It's a fun little tradition of mine.
Old lady.
Boil it?
Yeah,
so you like boil a pot of water on the stove, yeah. And then you throw in whatever you want, like cinnamon sticks, orange slices, nutmeg, pine leaves. Like,
it's a very old lady type of thing to do.
It is. There was one year Christmas I got super into, like, really old school traditions.
That's so fun, though. I would love that.
Cranberries, whatever you have.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
It also adds moisture back into your air, so it's good for your cough.
Just check on it once in a while, because it will boil down and start burning. So just keep filling it with water, but it lasts, like, all day.
That's
yeah.
super cool.
As long as you keep filling it back with water.
Yes. Right. Don't burn your house down. Don't sue us if you do.
It was the Yule ads, if it did.
Yes.
Like
right.
Then.
Yeah.
No, man.
Those gosh darn Yule ads.
Logan, I swear it wasn't me. The Yule ads, they're coming.
It came in the night and burned down our house. Moth, it's 4 a.m. I think they're gone.
I think they're gone. No, this is their time. All right. You can also get your tobacco pipe out for, you know.
Gross.
You know.
Some people like that smell. Or, you know, some wacky tobacco.
There you go.
Whatever. Yeah.
My poor boss yesterday, I walked in the back room and I was like, looking around my shop, and I'm like, that's the only one that smokes weed. So I walk up front and I'm like, hey, smells a little ripe in the back. And they're like,
a little ripe.
Nah, that's not me. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure it's you. They take out their water bottle, take a sip, and then they're like, it's me.
That's so funny.
I was like, yeah, I know it's you.
It's just the only one here right now.
It's just the Christmas potpourri. That's all. Ashley,
yep.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that literally the same thing happened to me at work where, like, I think there were three of us that walked into the break room and were like, wow, it's potent in here today. We're like, we're wondering what's going on. About, like, not even 10 minutes later, I had a coworker come in and was like, yeah, thanks for, like, giving me the edibles, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, it's your stuff that's potent. Got it. Okay.
The worst one was
I didn't even expect you.
My coworker,
Right.
I went into the back room and it was like, right when I started, I was like, holy shit. And I like walked down and I was like, I'm like smelling everyone's shit. And I was like, because it was in their pocket, like it was that potent.
Right.
And so like they had a bowl fully packed in their pocket.
Oh my God.
Listen.
And they're like, it's not me. It's not me. It's probably them. And I was like, man,
you're just paranoid.
Your jacket.
Don't they have like the vape pens now that don't?
They do, smell? But like, that
if
would
you're
be
at work. Wouldn't you just do?
You think so?
It's too or easy. Go outside or your
well,
car,
so they
know.
Put it in their pocket when they got out of the car and didn't think about it.
Oh, I thought you meant they were like smoking.
No.
Okay,
you're right. No, gotcha.
It's just
people,
a very strong smell.
Yeah,
I think people who smoke on a regular basis do have pens,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you're gonna like be smoking at work. It's like people who don't get it very often.
They smoke hemp cigarettes instead.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That's so
you mean
terrible.
Like a joint?
No, it is a cigarette.
You wish.
With hemp in it.
Huh. I see.
It's like people on probation smoke a lot of hemp because it doesn't like actually get you high.
Yeah.
And it usually doesn't pick up the same way that like weed does on drug tests.
Right.
I know a dude who used to smoke a lot of hemp.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not great.
Wow. All right, moving on. Taste. So, leave out some milk and cookies for Santa. I don't know. That's not really sexy. It can be, I guess, if you want. If you're into Santa play, it's part of it, I guess.
Right. Eggnog?
Yeah. Or, you know, get a taste of the big old candy cane. Wink, wink. Yep, there's another one.
Can I...
Yeah.
How do you make it more candy cane like to be less boring?
Get a taste of his big old candy cane.
No, I know. I'm saying how do you make it more candy cane like?
I kinda there's probably lube that tastes like mint.
Yep, we'll get there.
There you go.
We'll get there. All right,
just cover it with what is the mint liqueur that
like Rumble Mints?
Rumble Mints. Just cover
disgusting.
It in Rumble Mints. Dip their in Rumble Mints.
That would probably burn.
Yeah, probably.
Make your own special luge. No.
There was a comedian who dipped his schlong in mouthwash because he thought it was dirty because he was really drunk when he took a girl home. And
no,
then,
oh my God.
He's like, yeah, it definitely stung, but then I like rinsed it off and it was fine. And he's like, I went out and like she did the deed and she like paused for a second, like looked at me, didn't say anything, and then just kept going, and we never talked about it. And I was like, that is,
I mean,
wow,
maybe she appreciated it, like
I don't know
I don't know
I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Well, I mean, you would vomit.
I would call them out. I think I'd be like, why
also
are you
don't like mint,
I
right?
hate mint. That's very true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you'd be in.
But,
power.
I mean, she kept going, so...
Right, she didn't stop.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, I don't remember the comedian. Sorry, but, yeah.
I'll Google it later.
You're the worst.
I want to see this. Good. Okay, so, for sensory play, when it comes to taste, there are plenty of Christmas or holiday-flavored lubes out there. Some include roasted nuts, candy cane or peppermint, which typically those ones have a cooling sensation.
Yeah.
Chocolate, butterscotch... for taste, you can also make a yummy, kinky cocktail for them.
Cover them in whipped cream.
There you go.
Yeah, just no, not on vaginas.
Yeah.
No.
Because this is just for, to wet your whistle.
Penis having people.
This is actually to drink in your mouth and then get you loosened up, you know. Go watch our TikTok to learn how to make a spiked eggnog.
The Alkies.
Um, if you're not into all of that, if you want to go more like, have your partner cook you a Christmas feast wearing only an apron. Then you can eat that naked together. I don't know. Eat it off each other.
The fireplace, all romantic on the fur.
Sounds great. Just like, make me an entire Christmas feast and I'll eat it and I'll be turned on by that. Hell yeah.
Take a nap.
Same though. No, I think it's super attractive when people cook things for you.
Yeah, but best. I would also want to take a nap afterwards.
Right.
You could do both. Mm-hmm. You take a nap and then wake
together.
Up.
Just sleep naked together.
Yeah. With the meat sweats.
Yep. How romantic.
Stop. I hate that.
Have you never heard that term?
I have. It doesn't make me happy.
It's like one of those terms I just hate.
Right, it's terrible. Like,
most people don't like the word moist. I don't mind that word, but meat sweats just... that's my
moist.
What
about throat yogurt?
that's another one.
I hate this.
Oh, I hate it so much. Throat yogurt. No. And I just forgot about it.
Tummies? Does that one make you uncomfortable?
No, that's fine.
The cummies for your tummies?
It's only cringe if you sound like a Discord kitten.
God.
You say, like, cummy woobies.
Another one I hate is
not saying that, because I'm going to get some real weird shit in my inbox after that.
Daddy. Cummy wummies.
Oh, God. Some cummy wummies for my cummy wummies.
All right, everybody close your inboxes after this episode. Made me lose my train of thought. okay. So... sound, obviously, the roaring of the fire. We went over that.
Some ASMR for you.
Yep. That ASMR, I don't mind. It's not a bodily noise. Ashley, don't you dare do a bodily... You were about to. You're about to do some lip smacking against your mic or something. Don't.
Sure was.
Okay. You can set the mood to some holiday music. Does anybody have a favorite Christmas song?
They all suck. I can sign Baby It's Cold Outside.
That's cool.
And the
What's
Grinch.
What's the hippopotamus?
That's what I was. That was mine.
Yeah.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
I'm like, that's a good
I
one.
I can't sign that one.
That one's cute. Okay.
Oh, what's the other one? The Africa one. I can also sign that one.
The one that's like, no, wait. Is it the one that we did as a class? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember the name of it. It's not actually an Africa one. It's like Feed the Children one or whatever. Is that it?
Yeah, but yeah. Doesn't it like have something to do
with Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's like Feed the World.
It is Feed the World.
That's the song.
Okay. Let's see.
Feed the World.
I was going to say, I can't think of this song. I'll have to look
Let
it up later.
It's
Christmas time again.
Yeah. We had to sign that for class in, what, 8th, 9th grade?
So glad you guys didn't have to sing it, because that was great. Thank you.
You're right. I was like, that's in high school. Just kidding.
10th grade.
I love it.
And then now they don't allow them to do Christmas songs.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Hunter couldn't do any Christmas songs.
Well, good. Maybe they'll be more worldly.
They did. He learned how to do Smash Mouth.
You did what?
Cultured. No, I didn't. No. I did my song that I got to do.
We did The Grinch. We did...
Oh, for Christmas. Yeah. Specifically, yes.
So we did Ashley by Escape the Fate.
Is this like... I'm thinking of the Happy Hands Club and Napoleon Dynamite. Were they... That's the whole thing. No. Songs? Is it like that?
No.
We had like an actual like class.
That'd be awesome. That, like, I was hoping.
But yeah, we had like an actual sign language class.
Yeah.
That like taught us like conversational sign language.
Right. And then you learned songs. And so this wasn't like holidays. A musical.
No. It was for, it was like.
We did do a play, we did do it in front of the other classes. That's like the other languages, but.
Yeah.
But, all the languages performed, like, a song for the other languages.
Cool. We didn't have to talk during ours.
That yeah, that's awesome.
No one had to listen to our shitty singing.
I'm a beautiful singer.
You are a beautiful singer. When you try it. When they
all
try
all the time. Excuse me? My voice is beautiful all the time.
I thought it was amazing. I appreciated it. Now we're at, like, I didn't know if I wanted to go over this or not, but.
Do it.
Okay. So now we're on songs. What's your opinion on the song Baby It's Cold Outside?
Oh, because of the whole, it's weird. It's kind of
creepy.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a weird song, and I don't really appreciate, like, I feel like there's weird connotations behind it.
Everybody thinks it's rapey.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, flat out. It pretty is.
I disagree. I think that she wants to stay. She's afraid of getting slut-shamed if she does. She's afraid of what her parents are going to say. She's afraid of what the town is going to say if she spends the night. She's afraid of what everybody is going to say if she does. She's afraid of getting slut-shamed.
But also, hey, what's in this drink?
Yeah, but there, I did look that up, too. That is a typical, like, she's trying to use that as an excuse. Like, she keeps on, like, making up excuses to, like maybe I do have to stay, you know, because it's cold and maybe I got a little too tipsy. Like, what's in this drink, you know? Right. Like, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of articles about it you guys can read, but in the end, I really think that's what it is.
I think, personally, my biggest thing about it is that I think, regardless of if she's afraid of being shamed by her parents or anything like that, it's not up to a man to decide for you. It's up to you to make your own decision.
Well, right. But I think if you really listen to it, and people dissect each thing.
Totally.
And, like, they're trying to make the decision together, and when it, like, she wants to, like, and yeah, he's being a little, like, come on, it's okay, it's fine. And she's like, it's not going to be okay. I want to, but I can't.
Right.
Because I'm going to get shamed.
Totally.
So
he should be respectful of that.
Yeah. Right? I don't know. If you just look up articles.
I have.
Describes it more. And, like, it's.
Totally.
It's interesting to, yeah, think about.
Definitely.
But, it's also an old song.
Right. And some articles really talked about, like, what things mean back then compared to, like, now.
Totally.
Like, people, that was a common thing people said back then, like, what's in this drink? Like,
totally.
It's so, a lot of people nowadays are like, is he, like, drugging her? Like, no. Like, that wasn't
a
common saying back then. Like, and it didn't mean that, so.
Totally.
All right. Just wanted to cover that quick. That was interesting.
Someone just made a remake of that song. It was, like, Lady Gaga, I think.
I think you're right.
I don't know. Where it was, like, flipped.
Is kind of funny.
I don't think you're
right. I just remember seeing something about it.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. So this is kind of funny. I came across one, like, role-play game called
You going on my side. Fighting the weird games.
Yep. You've caught the gingerbread person. So this is a role-play game. It's greatly improv'd by a bit of sensory deprivation, like blindfolded. So you blindfold your gingerbread and lay them on
over.
Ground or table or whatever.
Oh, never mind.
What'd you say?
I said my ass would fall over and I, like, try to find my thing and then just on the ground.
I think you lay down first. But
that's it.
Okay. To make it kinkier, you can also tie and gag your gingerbread person. So once blindfolded, the other person starts with a sensual massage like you're kneading gingerbread dough. You can use warming sensations from your toys placed in warm water to help heat things up, like you're baking your gingerbread, until delicately placing icing and other sweet treats on their body, like lube and stuff like that. It can take hours to make gingerbread cookies, so make sure you take your time before you put any in your mouth. So I guess you basically turn them into a gingerbread person.
I feel like they'd get really long and boring.
And then you eat them.
Massage you for 5 hours because it takes forever.
To be fair, I think this was found at, like,
yeah, for you,
in like Cosmopolitan or something magazine. I think
right.
So. Coming from them, I guess. Yeah.
Right, they're doing their best.
Yeah. Just. That
I mean,
kind of funny.
If I'm the one laying on the ground getting the massage down, but
right.
I don't want to be participatory.
You don't want to be putting the icing on and
no, that's so lame. That's the worst part.
Fun, right. Something else you can do is a sexy advent calendar. Each day you get a new sexy toy or do a new sexy thing.
Yeah.
So there's lots of shaped dildos and toys. Candy cane shaped. There's a ton. I saw a reindeer one where it worked like a rabbit vibrator where the antlers were like the bunny ears.
I don't like that. There's too many little pieces for that.
I mean, I don't know. It's a rabbit. It's all the same stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully not like that.
You can write a letter to your special Santa telling them how naughty you've been or good and what your wishes are. The mistletoe, we went over that, obviously. This one, I always find, I'm finding weirder and weirder stuff now. So this is CNC, consensual non-consent. Mm. You can put Viagra in Santa's cookies and milk and leave it out for him. Please play safely with your partner. Ta-da, please consent with them before you do this.
You have an erection lasting over.
Viagra, sponsor us.
Please.
I would love that.
That'd be great. So there's that. Now we're going to get to the mall Santas or corporate Santas and stuff for parties. I read a lot of stories of moms or older women going up, sitting on Santa's lap, asking dirty requests or telling them they've been good or bad, like during their normal business hours in front of all these kids.
Oh, God.
Most mall Santa stories I read said that it happens to them at least once per day. So this is an entire, like, Reddit thing, was like, ask a mall Santa anything.
Yeah. Amen.
One mall Santa on Reddit said the craziest thing that's ever happened to them was there's an argument over in line, over line cutting that involved into a full out fist fight between two parents. And the fight came crashing into me, fighting for whose kid got to sit on my lap first, knocked my chair backwards, and sent the backdrop tumbling down, revealing two elves having a little fun on their break. And that was pretty embarrassing for everyone. The one elf was giving the other elf a blowjob. And that got exposed to everybody in line and at the mall. Oh, God. Yeah.
Mom, what are those two doing?
What are those elves doing?
Oh, God.
But that brings me to another fun fact about, so elves that work at malls, they actually do work for Santa. Like, they don't all work for the mall. Like, Santa actually finds the elves independently.
Oh.
And then they all, like, work at whatever mall together.
So interesting. They're
not, yeah, so if...
Right, they're not hired by the mall. They're hired...
by Santa.
As a collective group.
So actually Santa's little workers, yeah.
Interesting.
So, like, if Santa's like, we're switching malls mid-season because I'm choosing to, all the elves go with them to that other mall.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a few Santa clients.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Really?
They usually like family Santas. Like, they just look like Santa and their family. I was like, you should do it. And so that's how they got into it. Uh-huh. And they'll do it like around like local events, but nothing super serious.
Oh.
But yeah.
I'm just picturing you doing Santa's hair now. Cute.
My favorite one is he's always like, don't cut too much off. And I'm like, sir, you have six hairs on your head. I can't cut anything off.
That one wears a Santa hat.
He does wear a Santa hat. I feel like some of the descriptions of Santa, he has, like, no hair up there. Or, like, little hair.
There's lots of different looks, for sure. Yeah.
You just gotta have a hat.
Right.
You're good.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not, I've seen some even without hats. Yeah. And just...
the fluffy wing.
Kinda, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it for common practices.
Woo!
You did great.
Thanks, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
Now, after talk, do you want me to just keep going for after talk?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. There's still a lot for after talk. All right. Ready?
No.
Some more nog here. Hang on.
Deep sip.
Clug, clug. Okay. So, for after talk, first thing I want to talk about was Santa school. How mall Santas come to be. Mm-hmm. So, there are
some about this.
Yeah, so, like, the number one at Santa School is Charles W. Howard Santa School. And when you go there, you learn the history of St. Nick and Santa Claus, proper dress and use of makeup, professional wig and beard applications for those without real beards, proper beard care for real beards, experience for radio and television interviews, Santa sign language, singing, voice, and presentation skills, how to properly answer certain questions that kids might ask. Let's see. Accounting and business tips, marketing advice, live reindeer habits. So they learn how real reindeer live. Because sometimes, you know, they have real reindeer there that you have to interact with.
Oh.
Yeah. You learn about Mrs. Claus. Practice Santa flight lessons. So in case the place you work at has, like, a sleigh, a real sleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Health and exercise. You learn about the newest toys and gadgets that season.
Health and exercise. If you are a skinny Santa, do you have a fake belly?
Yes.
Hmm. Typically, yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You get a trip to the largest Christmas store in the world as, like, a field trip. Unlimited coffee and cookies while you're at school.
Where's the largest Christmas store?
I don't know. Hmm. I didn't say. Each day you get 2 full meals included.
How long is this course, do you know?
That I can't remember. Mm. I think it was at least a few weeks, though.
So. Yeah. So not crazy long.
Right.
But... get unlimited milk and cookies.
Yeah. And for the 2023 tuition price, for new students is $600, and alumni students, $570.
Nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was interesting. I just picture, like, a Santa, like, making his Santa resume for those grade.
I bet there's a class that you...
Santa school, yeah. Oh, for to make your resume?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Then something else I found that was interesting. So there's this lady called the Baroness, and yes, she changed her name legally to that is her actual name, who owned a latex shop in New York City.
Oh, I know who she is.
Yeah, you heard this?
So not this, but I know who she is.
Oh. Well, she's on a lot of, like, interviews places, so yeah. I bet you have seen her. So every Christmas season, a group of people dress up in latex gear as elves, sexy Santas, etc., and they would go to the Macy's in New York City while Santa's there and wait in line as a group and sit on Santa's lap and get group pictures with Santa. And the Macy's Santa was interviewed about it too, and he said he loved it. Said it's just another day at the office. And the Baroness's goal was just to normalize wearing latex and to change the perception of what latex is. But unfortunately, her shop is now closed. But they still do this. So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, another toy I forgot to talk about was a butt plug with a bell on it.
10 out of 10. Ashley likes jingles.
Don't like butt stuff, though.
Yeah, that wasn't the antler ears we heard earlier.
Just looks, looks like Colin's wearing the butt plug.
All right, so some online games that I came across. There was a, like, choose-your-own-adventure game called Too Many Santas. You know those games where, like, you see, you always see the mobile app ads for them where it's like, she caught her boyfriend cheating. Does she get revenge or just pretend she didn't know? And you choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Know? So this is like that. So it's a game where you can date several Santas at once. It's a game on Steam by O-Rock Studios, released December 2021.
Santa dating sim.
Yeah. So I did watch a YouTube video where somebody played it. Shout out to the channel on YouTube, Story Retold, if you want to go watch this. So it's a choose-your-own-adventure game, like I said. So in the game, you are a Christmas store owner, and you are on the verge of going bankrupt and having to close your store. You look out the window and see a Christmas star that you make a wish on to save your store and to fall in love. All of a sudden, 6 different Santas appear in your store to make your wish come true. They also call you Sandy Cleese. Because copyright? I don't know. So, the 6 different Santas include Secret Santa, Saintly Santa, Sad Santa. Aww. And for some reason, Sad Santa was the only female Santa, and they were, like, dressed all emo-like.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Sassy Santa, Sleepy Santa, and of course, Sexy Santa. So it was, like, basically Snow White and the, or Mrs. Claus and the 7 Dwarfs, or Santas. I think that's what it's based off of, so you choose what Santa to help you with your store first. Then you slowly go through each Santa to see how well they will help your store, but also to see if you'd be compatible. Okay, I see a lot of issues with HR on how you use your business as a dating service, but carry on. In the end, she chooses sad emo Santa, and she proposes to her with a giant stuffed reindeer. So now she is no longer sad Santa, but is now super Santa, and they lived happily ever, ever in Christmas retail Loveland. Yeah. Yeah. And then some other games were obviously a lot of Santa-themed sex hentai games.
Good.
Love that. So this next one was my favorite. It was a Santa cartoon sex game, and it was called Bad Santa XXX Tail. And I played it. Of course, this one is free. Just Google it. So it's a cartoon game where Santa's drunk off beer and crashes his sleigh in front of a brothel slash bar. He has to figure out how to get inside. I don't know why he can't just walk through the front door. Maybe because he's Santa and he has to go through the roof. Yeah.
You have to figure only enter residences via chimney.
Yes.
It's like a vampire.
Right.
He needs to be invited in.
Yeah. But you have to figure out how to get drunk Santa up onto the roof and down the chimney because his sleigh is broken. He runs into many obstacles along the way. Like, he even has to pee down the chimney to put the fire out so he can go down it. Once he makes it into the brothel, he finds a worker he wants to have some fun with. But she keeps asking for more and more money, which, I mean, hell yeah. It's Santa. Ask for more, girl. But apparently, he doesn't have the money, so he steals a wad of cash sitting in front of a passed-out person at the bar. I guess this Santa's Blenda Daddy, not Sugar Daddy. Note, okay, so one of the workers at this brothel is sitting at a table next to Rudolph the reindeer, who's also drinking a beer. And they're just mingling, having fun. That's cute. So he eventually pleasures the bartender, who gives him a bottle of poison. And that's how he stole the cash. He gave it to the passed-out person because he keeps waking up.
Oh, God.
And he was able to steal it. So then he gives...
This is dark.
It is very. So then he gives the original worker the wad of cash. But she still says no. Now she wants a certain type of music to play. So he goes and plays the Naked Piano Lady, who plays some Christmas tunes to Woohoo the Working Gal. She finally accepts, has a little dance with him, and then heads over to VIP, where she goes into, but the bouncer does not allow Santa. Oof. Santa then pays Rudolph, who was drinking a beer, to charge at the bouncer, knocking him out of the way, allowing him to successfully go into VIP. Rudolph goes in as well. Finally, Santa has woohooed with her and finishes, and so does the game. The end.
Wow.
It was a very interesting game to play.
Yeah.
It was fun. Does anybody else have any other after talk?
I don't think so.
No. That was top tier.
She played a lot.
I can't follow that.
All right, so ready for our activity or quiz?
Yeah.
So now we're going to sit on each other's lap, and I'm just kidding.
Well, like, we have to move.
The look on your faces,
though. I didn't want to stand up.
So we're going to play a game called Christmas Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Mm.
So I think everybody typically knows how this game works.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to drink because you're driving, but just say if you have or have not, and give us a little brief story if you want.
Bet.
All right. So Never Have I Ever Been to an Office Christmas Party. That's a great movie, by the way.
I have.
Yeah.
I have too. Yeah.
Technically not an office, but yeah.
Right, and not a company Christmas party, if you will. But okay. Yeah.
So I worked for a newspaper company, I'm not going to say which one, for customer service. I worked from home, so I didn't know my coworkers in real life, but they all lived here, obviously. And we did one at Dave & Buster's, so it was interesting meeting them in real life.
Ours was always at the restaurant.
Yeah.
That we worked at.
That makes sense.
There was a year where it was at...
They also owned that.
Right, that's fair, I guess. They owned both, so that... Yeah.
All right, next one. Never have I ever sat on Santa's lap as an adult. I have not.
I have not.
I've never sat on Santa's lap, period, though.
Never?
Ever.
Now we gotta go.
My oldest brother has.
That does not surprise me.
Because he wanted to tell Santa that he was Jewish. He just wanted to do it for fun. That's
awesome. I love that.
Which one's your oldest son? I'm trying to think of Eric. Yeah.
Like, I gotta go down the list of your brothers.
When he was a kid, this is a story I've heard. He was asked my mom when he saw Mall Santa, like, hey, can I sit on Santa's lap? And mom was like, sure, I guess, if you really want to. Brought him up over and, like, got pictures taken and everything. Santa's like, what do you want for Christmas this year? And he was like, I'm Jewish. I celebrate Hanukkah. And Santa was like, didn't know what to say to that. So
that Santa did not go to Santa school.
Nothing. I'm Jewish.
Well, now we should all make a Kinks and Cocktails trip for a picture of all of us sitting in Santa's lap together.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Be adorable. Okay. Never have I ever kissed under a mistletoe.
I have.
Not.
I have at like a Christmas party.
The only time I did, I was like 15 and it was like my boyfriend who lived like an hour and a half away and I celebrated Christmas with his family.
Aww.
Dragged me under the mistletoe.
I purposely avoided them my whole life.
And she's like, is there one where I have to spit in your mouth?
Spit in your mouth toe, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Never have I ever had a family fight at Christmas or any sort of holiday, Hanukkah, what have you. I have.
Nope.
I don't know if I've had a big enough one that's memorable.
I have. It ended Christmas very fast. Don't remember the details. It's like a decade ago, but it was the first family Christmas that I brought Danny home to. And so I was...
Oh.
I was like, welcome to my family. I swear this never happens.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's good. Let's see. Never have I ever dressed up in a sexy Santa type of outfit.
I have.
I have not.
For the bedroom?
No.
Mine was not for the bedroom either.
No.
Mine was for a rave when I was like 19.
Yeah, it was for like a show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never have I ever got drunk on Christmas.
I have not.
I can't lie about that one. Of course I have.
I drive every year,
Christmas
so.
I have.
I don't think I have. I don't even know what I do on Christmas. I normally...
Or Hanukkah, but you don't replace any of this with Hanukkah, sorry.
I mean, that's fair, but that's... I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's no reason I wouldn't get drunk on Christmas. I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Or I go to Logan's parents' house now. On Hanukkah, no. I don't like to drink around my family.
I just think of the...
I like to drink around your family.
Most people do, I would say.
I just asked this one because, like, you always hear the stories of, like, the drunk uncle who was too, like, yeah, like, that sort of thing. Well, that's never happened.
I'm getting my niece and nephew, because my sister, I'm making them, but I'm getting them matching shirts with me, and it's going to say, like, Auntie's Little Drinking Buddies, and then I'm going to have the drunk aunt shirt.
I love that.
My sister keeps telling me now, because I made a joke when they were born, and I was like, okay, well, I'll wait a little, couple years.
Well, how old are they now?
2 and 3.
Oh,
so, it's time.
It's time. That's adorable.
My nephew has a really bad haircut right now, but it's okay.
Even more cute. All right. Never have I ever role played any sort of Santa scenario in the bedroom.
Not.
Nope.
I have not either.
Danny?
He can confirm. Never have I lied in this game? I'm just kidding. Never have I ever seen a stripper Santa, like, live performing.
No.
No.
I have not either. Like, yeah. Never have I ever been to a strip club on Christmas.
I have not.
No, unless you count, like, Ashley as a stripper. That's probably the closest I've gotten.
Yeah, I mean, like, strip clubs are very popular in the holidays, you know?
So are gay bars.
Yeah. Never have I ever watched Christmas porn besides doing your research for this for science.
For science.
For science. I have not.
I have not.
I have not either.
She did for science.
Just for science.
She watched however many episodes there were.
All 1,000 of them on Pornhub.
I was like, Pornhub sponsors. I might have watched something because someone sent it to me because it was funny.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like... for your own pleasure.
No. I don't like porn.
Especially not holiday theme.
Right. Okay. I'm like, I'm
right.
Sorry. I'm lame.
And I guess one of the last things.
She really just likes hentai. She just wants the cummy mummies.
It's true.
You can watch the Santa ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Santa? Is there a Santa tentacle monster that
I haven't known? Probably. There should be. Okay, so I guess we will hear our next topic for our next episode. I believe it's Ashley's pick this time.
It is. I'm going to do kleptolagnia.
What's that?
It is a sexual arousal and gratification by the act of theft.
Wow.
Hmm. I could see that. I feel like that's kind of a thing with like stealing things and, like, the adrenaline of
being
it.
Being a dummy, thick, steely boy.
Yeah. Totally. Oh,
every time I not take things from restaurants, Colin calls me a dummy, thick, steely boy. It's only the cute little things. That is true. You can do that. It's only the cute little things. Oh, I just want your tiny little fork or your tiny little spoon.
That's why you
choose. Valid.
Yeah. Now, that all makes sense now.
Right. I love it.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for that one. That I've never heard of that, but it totally makes sense. Yeah. All right.
You're welcome.
Cool. Love it. Does anybody have New Year's resolutions?
Absolutely not. I will not do anything of that.
I usually don't either, because let's face it, they never work.
No, they don't work. I mean, like, I wish for, like, a happy new year and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have any specific resolutions.
So as a podcasts collectively together, do we have any resolutions for us as our show?
Do good.
Be more
like, Moth gets married.
Yeah.
Yay. That's our New Year resolution.
Let's try to be more stick to a schedule. We're right. Gonna have more episodes out now. Because that's my only one. Life happens, but let's try our best.
Yeah.
That's it. To end this, I did do one of those Christmas apps, the dance ones, where you can put your friends' faces in the dancing elves.
Oh, you tried to show me that, but yeah, it wouldn't open.
It would not open, but I'm going to do it again. I'll save it. So if you want to see some fun dances of us as elves, you can check out our Instagram. I'll upload it. Elf Yourself app. Please sponsor us.
It never ends.
It never ends. We're not going to stop until we do get sponsored. Not going to stop.
Can't tell your friends about us so we can get sponsored.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Rate us 5 stars. Tell your friends.
Find us at Kinks and Cocktails on Instagram and TikTok and Reddit. Send us your weird kinks.
Yes, absolutely.
Do not send them to my private inbox. I will not respond.
Yeah, do not converse with us about your kink. That's not... We most likely will not respond. Please just inbox us.
I might giggle about it, but...
There will give them that pleasure, Ashley.
I'm going to screenshot it and send it to all my friends.
No, they might enjoy that. Do not.
Oh, God.
Okay. So that's it.
He sent me 6 messages, by the way.
Okay. That's it. So
anyway.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. All right. Bye.
Bye.